This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There's news this morning that the Nobel Prize in Economics goes to three people who had studied financial crises and were therefore ready to rock when the big one hit. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. One winner of today's Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences is a familiar name to our listeners, Ben Bernanke, who was head of the Federal Reserve when Wall Street giant Lehman Brothers went bust back in 2008, and Douglas Diamond at the University of Chicago and Philip Dybvig, Washington University, St. Louis. Their work involves bank runs and the power of deposit insurance and what's called moral hazard when people take bigger risks because they know there will be a bailout. Let's consult Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell.
They studied things like the Great Depression and financial crises, and what the Nobel Committee is highlighting them for is that their research not only helped us understand financial crises, but the kind of regulation that prevents a recession from turning into another Great Depression.
I mean, it had been often remarked at the time of the 2008-9 mess that Ben Bernanke, with his academic background, was perhaps the person you did want running our central bank during this time of crisis. But what was the deal? In the 1920s, bank runs, but then we had deposit insurance. So perhaps many other academics would be like, well, what's more to study?
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why it sort of faded into the background. But, you know, if you look at banks, these are very complex institutions. They're taking money from savers. They're lending it out to borrowers. And trust is incredibly important. And it does turn out in a modern economy, even with deposit insurance, you can have an equivalent of a bank run. And one of the things Douglas Diamond there during the press conference said, you know, right now the banks are really strong because of the regulations that were enacted after 2008, 2009, and because of recent memories. But the fundamental problem when you're taking in short-term deposits and you're lending out long, that is something that many financial institutions can do. So at a period of surprise called inflation, at a period of rising interest rates, you can't relax. You need to be wary.
Right. Because what is a bank run? A bank run is worry on the part of too many depositors that the other guy's going to take his or her money out and that you better get in there first. And when that happens, it feeds on itself. And that's what they were very interested in fully understanding.
If you look what happened in Britain recently that you covered with the plunge in the gilts and the British Central Bank having to come in and support that market, it was the equivalent of a market run on the gilt system.
Right. Those gilts, British government bonds, spooked by the notion of a bunch of extra borrowing by the new British government. And that was really just a couple weeks ago. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell in St. Paul, thank you for helping us with this on short notice.
Thanks a lot.
Today, it is another set of economic tensions under scrutiny at the annual meeting in Chicago of the National Association for Business Economics. Two senior Fed officials will speak today. Frequent Marketplace contributor Julia Coronado is incoming president of this NABE. Let me guess, inflation?
Yes, of course. Inflation is a central theme. We just are publishing our Outlook survey, and It's a bit gloomy, I have to say. The economists are really seeing elevated risks of a recession. A lot of the sessions at our conference revolve around the global uncertainties from the war in Ukraine, from Chinese development. So a really, really uncertain outlook for the global economy.
And you get some market movers over there, including people who serve the central bank in this country?
Yes, we will have two central bank officials speaking today. And so we will be watching very carefully for how they are reading the tea leaves and what they might do next and whether they're going to keep going full tilt or whether they might consider a more measured pace going forward in terms of the rate hikes.
Friend of our program, economist Julia Coronado, is incoming president of the National Association for Business Economics. Julia, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This month, the Orange County Museum of Art in California is reopening with no fee to enter, free for the next decade after a corporate donation. About a third of museums in the U.S. do not charge, according to the American Alliance of Museums. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, museums can parlay that to financial advantage.
Museums that don't charge admission avoid some costs because it takes money to actually take money.
There need to be staff who are selling tickets. There needs to be software resources to help communicate the ticket arrangements and do the transactions.
Michelle Moon is an independent consultant for museums. Another advantage to not requiring people to spend money is they might end up giving it to you. At the USS Constitution Museum, located near the historic ship in Boston, there were quite a few visitors in the lobby on a recent afternoon.
Hi, welcome.
The museum used to charge $3 for adults and $1 for kids. Then in the late 90s, it tried an experiment and got rid of the fee. Museum President Ann Grimes Rand says the number of visitors tripled.
With increased traffic, we saw donations and increased revenue in the store, which meant it was more profitable to stop charging admission.
Because if it's free to get in a museum, people might be more likely to enter and then spend that money on a postcard or a hat. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.
And with about 4 weeks before the midterms, we start our series today on whether voters should know the true source of cash coming into campaigns. Today, the case of the secret money and the higher electricity bills. Secret money public influence stories are accumulating at marketplace.org if you missed them on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.